Welcome back to the Willis Experience Podcast. It is Trivia Day with Steve Madden, author of the book "Embrace the Suck: What I Learned on the Box, about hard work, very sore muscles, and burpees before sunrise." Steve, thank you. It's now Wednesday, by the way. So even though we're recording this on Sunday night, this will run on Wednesday, which means your book has been out for a day. Even though we're talking to you from the future. So how'd it go? Did it go okay? Are you happy? You're not just putting Amazon number reloaded over and over and over? You're not just looking at your Amazon number?
I don't know what I'm going to do with all this money.
Congratulations. I'm so glad. I knew Oprah would be there for you. I knew
positive
she would.
Mental attitude.
Exactly.
Positive mental attitude.
I was wondering why Oprah had looked so jacked. And now I know. Okay, so we're going to do trivia. For those that listen regularly, we have it's 200 points. They're not 200 questions, obviously. We have four different categories. Now, Steve, just so you know, first place all time on this, and you will not defeat this person because this person, as you know, as well as anyone, is a genius. Chuck Culpepper basically tilted this game. I had him on.
That's
he is literally like the least surprising thing in the world. So he absolutely killed it on this game. So he had 167 out of 200. You'll never beat that. 87 is the lowest score. I never say who it is unless someone beats that score. So I will not embarrass that person. But I have no doubt that you will exceed 87. And if you don't, it's my fault because I wrote the questions. So all right, here we go. First is current events toss-ups. Each of these are worth 5 points apiece. Just basic questions. If you get them correct, you will hear a ding. I bought a bell now, so I have a bell. And because I'm a warm-hearted person, there's no eh for wrong answers. It's just a gentle, "I'm sorry, that's incorrect, sir, but I wish you the best of luck in all of your future endeavors."
Oh, man.
I know.
I'm getting total performance anxiety here.
Well, imagine if I were mean. Okay, so each of these. Okay, 5 points apiece, 10 toss-up questions. Question number one. What Detroit Lions running back wore a "I Can't Breathe" t-shirt in honor of the late Eric Garner during pregame of his game Sunday?
That happened today?
It happened 3 days ago because it's Wednesday, but it also happened Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, I...
Detroit Lions running back.
I saw that, and I know it's not Barry Sanders. I'm totally choking. Well, I know
it's okay. It's, if you don't have an answer, that's okay. There's no buzzing here, or you can just toss out a guess. There's no shame here. We're an inclusive place.
I'm choking here. Well,
okay. The correct answer is Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush. That's right.
Question number two. Number one seed Alabama will play what team at the Sugar Bowl on January 1st?
Oregon.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is Ohio State.
Ohio State,
yes.
Right.
Question number three. Number two seed Oregon will play what team at the Rose Bowl on January 1st?
Mississippi State.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is Florida State. Florida State. It's okay.
I don't work in sports anymore. Well,
I know. You see, this is why you sound so happy. Question number four.
And if anybody hears this, I never will again.
No. Don't worry, because this is just, but current events is always everyone's worst category, because usually they're busy doing whatever it is the thing I'm having them on the podcast about, and not paying attention to general sports stuff.
Well, that's true. Thank you.
So question number four. What team won the MLS Cup on Sunday?
Galaxy.
That is correct. Sorry, that's correct for 5 points.
Nice.
Question number five. What Sacramento Kings superstar center is currently suffering from viral meningitis?
I don't know.
DeMarcus Cousins. Question number six.
Right.
What team's players, before a game against the Oakland Raiders last week, made the hands up, don't shoot movement in pregame introductions?
I know it's not Reggie Bush.
It's not.
Because he says, "I can't breathe."
Yes.
Although you could do either one of those and it'd be perfectly accepted. I don't know.
The St. Louis Rams. Question number six. What former Minnesota Vikings and Georgia Bulldogs quarterback and co-host of That's Incredible blasted Washington quarterback Robert Griffin III over the weekend? The old 80s show That's Incredible. Also, the first athlete ever to host Saturday Night Live.
me a hint.
That was a hint. Okay, let's see. That's all I got. Fran Tarkenton. Did you ever watch that?
Oh, right.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Tarkenton's been very vocal about concussion stuff too.
Yeah, yeah, he's been good. And I of course, you know, I was like, it was like 7 or 8 when That's Incredible was on. So you know, I think I don't. I only knew him as the guy from that. I got the show confused with Real People, which is the one that Peter Billingsley was the co-host of. But perhaps I've said too much. Okay, question number 8. The United States soccer team was drawn into the group of death in what major event over the weekend?
The Women's World Cup.
That is correct for 5 points. Question number 9. Prince William and Kate Middleton are expected to attend what, I guess, or did already attend, what NBA team's arena on Monday night?
The Nets.
Correct. I can just bing. I don't have to say that's correct. That's correct for 5 points. And question number 10. This is a question you're probably quite pleased if you don't know the answer for two. Number 10, where is this year's winter meetings in baseball?
this is where I would get to go to the Gibbies.
That's correct. I think the Gibbies were this week, yes.
They're in Florida somewhere. No. They rotate. There's like, I went to them in Nashville. And then last year they were in Orlando. So this year that means they're in like Arizona or something, right?
Well, that's a question only you can answer.
Apparently not. yeah, I would say they're either in Florida or Arizona. Help me out.
Okay, the correct answer is San Diego. They're in San Diego.
Yeah, otherwise San Diego, known okay.
as a whale's vagina. Okay, the topical question. You have 15 points out of that one. The topical question.
Is there an essay question here?
There's no essays. Yeah. There's no essays other than my questions, of course. The next one now. As you know, I am a big fan. Topical is I give one overarching question. If I were to say, for example, name the managers of the following baseball teams, and there would be 10 questions worth 5 points apiece, where I would say the St. Louis Cardinals, and they would say Mike Matheny, and so on. So that's how this one works. Now, this one is actually less sports-related, but it is related to a friend of yours. This is actually more in the entertainment realm. I'm going to give you, as a fan of this person myself, I'm going to give you a description of an Alex Gibney film. You give me the name. Okay?
All right.
Now, of course, as many people know, Alex Gibney is the inspiration for the Gibbies. Okay. Question number 1. An exposé of a famous cyclist disgraced by a PED scandal.
The Armstrong Lie.
That's correct. That one was, of course, cheating because you're actually in that movie.
And I'm in it. Exactly.
You're actually in that movie. Okay, question number 2. A biography of lobbyist Jack Abramoff.
Oh, yeah, the thing. It's about yeah, I don't know that one.
Casino Jack and the United States of Money. Casino Jack
That's
and the
right.
United States of Money. Question number 3. An investigation into the Cubs' loss in Game 6 of the 2003 NLCS Championship Series, NLCS, and their fan, Steve Bartman.
Oh, it's the thing about Bartman.
Yeah, I said his name, so I need the name of the movie.
Yeah.
Though.
I've seen it a bunch of times, and I know it's about Bartman, and Alex narrates it, but I can't remember what it's called.
The name of the movie is Catching Hell.
Catching Hell. You are right, sir.
You are. Well, of course I'm right. I got the answers right in front of me. You have to have that, like, that Trebek smugness. When you're like, no, you silly fool. I have it right in front of my face. Okay, question number 4. A look at the political forces conspiring against former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer in the wake of his prostitution scandal.
Client 18?
Client number nine. I'm giving you client number 9. Actually, I want you to make that like a Beatles song and say client 9 4,000 times in a row. Okay, that's correct for 5 points. Question number 5. An examination of a Houston-based energy technology company involved in one of the largest financial scams in American history.
The smartest guys in the room.
That is correct. That is actually my personal favorite Gibney movie, except for the one with you in it, of course. But I think that movie is great. Okay, question number 6. A biography of the author of the book The Great Shark Hunt.
I don't know.
Gonzo, the life and work of Dr. Hunter S. Thompson.
Right, yeah.
Quiz number 7, a profile of NHL enforcers and goons.
Oh. Yeah. It's really good.
It is good. I think almost all of these are good. One of the things I really admire about Alex Gibney is he makes all these movies, and they're all really good.
It's not Enforcer, right?
It's not Enforcer. It is not. I would not put. No, it is a profile of NHL enforcers, including Tony Twist. I think there's another guy in that's really good, but it's not the Enforcers. I'll give you. That's more of a inquisitive question rather than. So I won't cost that answer if you have a guess.
Yeah, I'm not recalling that. Sorry.
The answer is The Last Gladiators. The Last Gladiators.
Right.
Question number 8: a retrospective of author Ken Kesey's trips with the Merry Pranksters.
The Magic Bus.
That's the correct answer is The Magic Trip, but I'm going to give it to you because...
Thank you.
I'm good-hearted. Question number 9. My second favorite. This is my second favorite Alex Gibney book movie. A profile of American torture policies focusing on an innocent Afghani cab driver.
Taxi to the Dark Side.
That is correct. That was the first Alex Gibney movie I saw. And number 10, a look at WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange.
Oh, yeah. I forget the name of that one.
The answer is We Steal Secrets. We Steal Secrets is the name.
Yes.
That is a lot of movies, by the way. I have no idea how you have time to have a conversation with that man.
He's prolific.
Yeah, it's impressive. I mean, I feel like I'm pretty prolific, but that's like he writes movies like as often as I write columns. It's kind of ridiculous.
Right.
Okay, so you have 40 points so far, so you're hanging in just fine. Next is nicknames. We have what I will do is I will give you the name of the city and the organization for 10 points. If you know the name of the if you know the nickname, you can just say it right then. Or if you don't know, you can ask for a hint. For 5 points, I will give you the name of the stadium they play and the mascot of the team. All right, we'll go back with nicknames. I will give you the name of the team and their organization. You give me their nickname. If you don't know, you can ask for a hint. Are we ready? Number 1. The Portland, Maine AA baseball team.
The Sea Dogs.
That is correct for 10 points. They play at Hadlock Field, and their mascot is Slugger the Sea Dog. Question number 2. The Erie D-League team.
Erie?
Erie. E-R-I-E. I believe they are
Erie, Pennsylvania.
I believe they are the Boston Celtics D-League team, if memory serves.
I don't know.
Okay, for your excuse me, your hints. They play at Erie Insurance Arena, and their mascot is Clutch the Bayhawk.
Oh, I can't believe I didn't know that.
So, what do you think the nickname is? The mascot is what? Clutch the Bayhawk. So, if you want, you can. If you think that was just a hint. So, for 5 points, if you can guess the name of the team, which the nickname, which I think I may have just helped you out with by saying the name of the mascot. So, they're the Erie?
The Erie Hawks.
That's correct for 5 points. There you go. See, that easy. Okay, question number 3. The New Jersey USFL team.
Oh. The New Jersey Generals.
That is correct for 10 points. They played at Giant Stadium, and they had no mascot, unless, of course, you count Donald Trump. Question number 4, the Holy Cross men's and women's college basketball teams.
The Crusaders.
That is correct for 10 points. Well done. They play at Hart Recreation Center, and their mascot is the Crusader. You're absolutely killing the nicknames point. And question number 5, the Dartmouth men's and women's college basketball teams.
The Big Green.
Absolutely killing it on the mascots. You have more points on the mascot than the first two categories. That is correct. They play at Lead Arena. They have no official mascot, but their unofficial mascot, a friend of Pukey the Clown, I assume, is Keggy the Keg. Keggy the Keg. He's actually the Keg. So, all right, here's our last one, and then we're done. So you are, by the way, already in no danger of finishing in last place after killing that nickname category. So congratulations.
Thank you.
So you were worried, but now, as I said, you had nothing to worry about. Okay, here is the last thing we do. This is Outburst. There's 1 minute on the clock. There are 5 questions. 1 minute on the clock. You name as many as you can. There are no penalized. You're not penalized for wrong answers. So if I said name 10 numbers between 1 and 10, and if you said 11, I would just simply say no, but it would not cost you anything. You can just shout out whatever you'd like. Though I would probably mock you if you said 11. Or for your listening and comprehension skills. 1 minute on the clock. List the top 10 teams of the final college football playoff ranking. Came out on Sunday. The top 10 teams. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Ohio State.
Yes.
Mississippi State.
Yes.
Alabama.
Yes.
Oregon.
Yes.
Georgia Tech.
No.
How much more time is left?
Yeah, you have 40 seconds. So just start shooting out colleges.
When most people do this, are they in front of a computer and they Google?
No, they better not be. You got four. Ohio State, Mississippi State, Alabama, and Oregon.
Baylor.
Yes.
Let's see. Florida State.
Florida State, yes.
Ohio State.
You already said
Baylor,
Ohio State.
TCU.
Uh-huh.
Ole Miss.
Yes. Time. I knocked the time. You got 2, 4, 6, 8 on that one. TCU and Mississippi. So that's 8. Well done. Next one is up your ballywick, which sounds gross.
That hurts.
Yes. 1 minute on the clock. The last 10 Tour de France winners. Now, there are no withdrawn. If you won the race, you count as first. I don't care what the official records say. So if you won the race, you, as far as I am concerned, you were, in fact, the winner that year. So you count as first place. In case, theoretically speaking, someone may have lost the race for a PED suspension. Again, only theoretically speaking.
So you're not, according to the tour, the ASO, Armstrong never won the tour. He's been redacted.
That's correct. We are unredacting. We are dacting. We are okay. Dacting. We are dacting. So if theoretically this person you're talking about, and we haven't started yet, so I didn't even hear any names, but once we start, if you were to say that person and they had actually won, they would be included. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Vincenzo Nibali.
Vincenzo Nibali. I don't see that person, but I could be wrong. Go ahead.
Vincenzo Nibali.
Nibali, yes. Yes.
Chris Froome.
Yes.
Brad Wiggins.
Yes.
Andy Schleck.
Yes.
Contador.
Yes.
Carlos Sastry.
Yes.
Carlos Sastry.
Yes. You can say Armstrong. You haven't said him yet.
Armstrong.
Yes.
Floyd Landis.
No.
Yeah.
No, not one of the last 10. According to
Pereiro, Oscar Pereiro, he got
it. That is correct.
And
10 seconds.
Marco Pantani.
Yes, that's correct. Actually, that Nibali I don't have on that one, but you're certain that one. I'll look it up. I don't have him listed.
Vincenzo Nibali. Won last year. He won in 2014.
Okay, then he counts. The one that I had on here that was not listed there was Jan Ulrich.
Ulrich, yeah, right.
But I'm going to go ahead and give it to you because you know more about this than me, and so I'm giving you all 10. And I will go back and check later if it turns out that I'm wrong, but I probably am. All right, so correct. Well done. 10 out of 10. Okay, 3 more to go. 1 minute on the clock. According to eBiz MBA Rank, which is a website traffic ranking service, what were the top 10 websites in traffic ranking? Top 10 sports websites in traffic ranking for the month of November 2014. Now, it is worth noting that official leagues like NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, NCAA, they seem to be exempt from this list. They are not listed on here. I do not think that's because their numbers are I think all of them, a few of them anyway, would make this list. They are not listed in their rankings. These are all, quote-unquote, independent, outside, not leagues themselves. The 10 sites with the highest traffic for the month of November 2014 in the world of sports.
You're torturing me. You're torturing me, right?
I know what you're talking about. All right, 1 minute on the clock, and go.
Sports on Earth?
No.
USA Today Sports.com?
No.
It's Sports Illustrated.
Yes.
ESPN.
Yes.
Bleacher Report.
Yes.
Big Lead. No.
No, thank God. I mean, whoops, did I say that? sorry, go ahead.
Let's see. ESPN.
You said that. SI. ESPN, SI, and Bleacher Report.
And you're not including leagues, huh?
That's correct. According to their listing, leagues are not included.
Well, you know, ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock.
Sports Illustrated.
Yes.
Bleacher Report.
Yes.
Oh, Yahoo Sports.
Yes.
AOL Sports.
And no and time. You got four.
Fox Sports.
No,
Fox
it's Sports. After the time, but that would be on there. But it's after the time, unfortunately. I cannot credit you for that one. You got Bleacher Report, ESPN, SI, and Yahoo Sports. According to eBiz NBA Rank, a highly credited, well-known institution, the top 10, the ones you missed, were CBS Sports, Deadspin, which is a surprise, to be honest, Fox Sports, NBC Sports, Rant Sports, and SB Nation. Those are the top 10, according to them. All right, so next up, 1 minute on the clock. Name the 10 decathlon events. 1 minute on the clock. Name the 10 decathlon events. Go.
The long jump.
Yes.
The high jump.
Yes.
The shot put.
Yes.
The javelin.
Yes.
The discus.
Yes.
The 100.
The 100.
Dash.
Yes.
The 110 hurdles.
110 hurdles, yes.
The 1500 meter.
Yes.
The pole vault.
Pole vault, yes. You only need one more. And you have 20 seconds to ring that one up from your subconscious.
Long jump.
No, you said that one.
High jump.
You said both.
Long jump, high jump.
Long jump, high jump, shot by javelin, discus.
Shot, javelin.
100 meter, 110 hurdle, 1500.
400, the 400.
That is correct. 10 out of 10. Well done, sir. I would have gotten maybe 3 of those. So, and well done. So, 20, that's 28, 32. Add 32 to your score. You are currently at, in very good shape, at 84. Okay, so, you're in good shape. You're all set. Last question here. Now, this is the CrossFit question that I wasn't sure if this was an actual reasonable CrossFit question. So I'm actually gonna let you tell me beforehand, and we'll skip it as a category.
Okay.
Because there is a CrossFit event that they put together for the CrossFit Games, and they give it a name. Is that a well-known name, or is that just like, it's not like 110 meter dash? Like, for example, one of the things on here, like because there were 13 events at last year's CrossFit Games. They all have names listed on their site. Are those well-known names, or is that just something that just they just pull out of the air?
They're we'll find out how well-known they are.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We will not count that one because I have another one for you, and then we'll just see how many of those you can name just in a casual shits and giggles type of thing afterwards. So,
okay.
10, right. 1 minute on the clock. All Boston Red Sox all-time home run leaders. The top 10 home run leaders in Boston Red Sox history. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
David Ortiz.
Yes.
Jim Rice.
Yes.
Carl Yastrzemski.
Yes.
Not Fred Lynn.
Correct. No, Not Fred Lynn.
Ted Williams.
Yes.
Manny Ramirez.
Yes.
Johnny Gaiman.
No.
No, not Damon, Rice, Jim Rice, Yaz,
yes.
George Scott.
No.
No.
Not George Scott.
Taters, no.
Who?
Not George Scott.
Not George Scott, no.
George Scott, no. He hit Taters. Not Jack Clark, because he had a cup of coffee with the Red Sox.
It became a joke in the town.
I'm,
10 seconds on the clock.
Jim Rice, David Ortiz. I already said David Ortiz. Not joining.
And time. You got five. David Ortiz, Jim Rice, Carl Yastrzemski, Ted Williams, and Manny Ramirez. The five you missed. Bobby Doerr? I can't say that name.
Bobby Doerr.
Dwight Evans.
Ah, Dewey.
Jimmy Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Rico Petroselli.
I was going to say Rico Petroselli, but he was like, you know, he's like a shortstop. You never think he'd hit a lot of home
I think
runs.
He is actually number 10 on the list, too. And Mo Vaughn.
I like to forget Mo.
Okay, so we'll tie up the scores later on. But I want to see, I'm curious, this is for no extra credit or no shame. I'm just curious. How many of the CrossFit Games events from last year do you think you can answer? You can name?
Well, you have to either tell me the name.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what the workout is, or you tell me what the workout is, and I'll tell you the name.
But I have absolutely no idea what these workouts are. So, okay. So, for example, here are two names. One is called The Beach.
Yeah.
One is called 21159 Complex. But then there's more normal names, like Overhead Squat and Push
Pull. So, 21159 Complex means you do 21 reps, 15 reps, and 9 reps of different exercises. So, you know, I'm not sure what the complex involved was in that involved, but that 21159 is sort of a structure that they use designing workouts. Then the beach was a workout that was designed specifically for the games this year that involved swimming. Like, you're on the beach and you swim out around a buoy and back, and it was like 250 meters. Then you did thrusters, I think, and burpees. Then you swam 500 meters and you came back in and you did more of the same. But I'm not sure. I remember that those were the exercises, but I'm not sure the number of reps that you did.
Okay. Then I'm glad I didn't pick that as a category, because that just seems nearly impossible to nail down. So here is where you finish with the final total of 130, which is right in the middle of the pack, which is very well done. And clearing the worst score by 50, you actually finish 1 point behind Bernie Miklas, tied with Matt Norlander, 2 points ahead of Paul Feinbaum, and you beat Tanya by 8, and you beat Emma by a lot, though she was not last. And but no one's going to touch Culpepper. But yeah, and you didn't beat Matt Brown. But
no, that's not surprising. But I'm glad that I beat Tanya.
That'll give me
something to make fun of him about.
Exactly. All right. Well, man, thank you for doing this. I'll just remind everyone, please go out and buy. Please go out and buy the book, Embrace the Suck. It is at on Amazon and bookstores everywhere. If you get a chance, I recommend just to mess with Madden's head, to buy it, and then if you're going to buy it and then take it out of your cart, and then buy it again, and then take it out again, and then buy it again and take it out again. It will make his Amazon number crazy, and since he'll be staring at it all day, as long as you eventually buy it, I feel like that's – or I guess you could just individually buy 30, and that would just be the happy way to do it. So don't take it out.
Buy
30.
You could do that, or you could, like I said, if you're in the 973 area code, call me, and I will come sell you copies out of the back of my car.
That sounds, again, I in all seriousness, you should buy the book even if it's out of the back of his car. I have no idea. You have 3 kids. I have no idea what kind of meth. Like, does it come with gum attached to the bottom of it, I assume?
Well, that's why you should buy more than one copy, because I have 3 kids.
Yeah, exactly.
And I got to put them through college.
Exactly. So. All right, well, Steve, thanks again for coming on. Thanks for playing around with me on trivia. Continue great luck with the book, and I will see you. You and I are overdue for several beverages, to say the least, so let's do that, and I will test my my skills against you in the 40-yard bicep alcohol curl.
Thanks again, Will. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you again for Steve Madden. Follow him on Twitter at smadden, S-M-A-D-D-E-N. One, this is a Willis Experience. The music is by the Sundogs. Please rate and review us on iTunes. We will be back next week. We have 2 more podcasts before the end of the year. Next week, I believe, is Jeb Lund, the crazy Mobute character. We will have him on next week for a little pre-holiday business. But otherwise, have a wonderful week. I will chat with you all later. Awesome. Thanks, man. I'm sorry that took so long, but it was fun.
It was fun. And let's be sure to get together next week, all right?
Absolutely. Good luck with everything, man. Get some rest and have a great time this week. You've earned it.
Thanks, bud. I appreciate it.
Take care.
All right. See ya.